Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 52, and today we're going to be reading Leviticus chapters 7 through 9. Let's begin. Leviticus chapter 7. This is the law of the guilt offering. It is most holy. In the place where they slaughter the burnt offering, they must slaughter the guilt offering, and the officiating priest must splash the blood against the altar's sides. Then the one making the offering must present all its fat, the fatty tail, the fat covering the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat on their sinews, and the protruding lobe on the liver, which he must remove along with the kidneys. Then the priest must offer them up in smoke on the altar as a gift to the Lord. It is a guilt offering. Any male among the priests may eat it. It must be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. The law is the same for the sin offering and the guilt offering. It belongs to the priest who makes atonement with it. As for the priest who presents someone's burnt offering, the hide of that burnt offering which he presented belongs to him. Every grain offering which is baked in the oven, made in the pan or in the griddle, belongs to the priest who presented it. Every grain offering, whether mixed with olive oil or dry, belongs to all the sons of Aaron, each one alike. This is the law of the peace offering sacrifice which he is to present to the Lord. If he presents it on account of thanksgiving, along with the thank offering sacrifice, he must present unleavened loaves mixed with olive oil, unleavened wafers smeared with olive oil, and well-soaked ring-shaped loaves made of choice wheat flour mixed with olive oil. He must present this grain offering in addition to ring-shaped loaves of leavened bread which regularly accompany the sacrifice of his thanksgiving peace offering. He must present one of each kind of grain offering as a contribution offering to the Lord. It belongs to the priest who splashes the blood of the peace offering. The meat of his thanksgiving peace offering must be eaten on the day of his offering. He must not set aside any of it until morning. If his offering is a votive or free will sacrifice, it may be eaten on the day he presents his sacrifice, and also the leftovers from it may be eaten on the next day. But the leftovers from the meat of the sacrifice must be burned up in the fire on the third day. If some of the meat of his peace offering sacrifice is ever eaten on the third day, it will not be accepted. It will not be accounted to the one who presented it, since it is spoiled, and the person who eats from it will bear his punishment for iniquity. The meat which touches anything ceremonially unclean must not be eaten. It must be burned up in the fire. As for ceremonially clean meat, everyone who is ceremonially clean may eat the meat. The person who eats meat from the peace offering sacrifice which belongs to the Lord while his uncleanness persists will be cut off from his people. When a person touches anything unclean, whether human uncleanness or an unclean animal or an unclean detestable creature, and eats some of the meat of the peace offering sacrifice which belongs to the Lord, that person will be cut off from his people. Then the Lord spoke to Moses. Tell the Israelites you must not eat any fat of an ox, sheep, or goat. Moreover, the fat of an animal that has died of natural causes and the fat of an animal torn by beasts may be used for any other purpose, but you must certainly never eat it. If anyone eats fat from the animal from which he presents a gift to the Lord, that person will be cut off from his people. And you must not eat any blood of the birds or the domesticated land animals in any of the places where you live. Any person who eats any blood, that person will be cut off from his people. Then the Lord spoke to Moses. Tell the Israelites, the one who presents his peace offering sacrifice to the Lord must bring his offering to the Lord from his peace offering sacrifice. With his own hands he must bring the Lord's gifts. He must bring the fat with the breast to wave the breast as a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest must offer the fat up in smoke on the altar. But the breast will belong to Aaron and his sons. The right thigh you must give as a contribution offering to the priest from your peace offering sacrifices. The one from Aaron's sons who presents the blood of the peace offering and fat will have the right thigh as his share. For the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the contribution offering I have taken from the Israelites out of their peace offering sacrifices and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons from the people of Israel as a perpetual allotted portion. This is the allotment of Aaron and the allotment of his sons from the Lord's gifts on the day Moses presented them to serve as priests to the Lord. This is what the Lord commanded to give them from the Israelites on the day Moses anointed them, a perpetual allotted portion throughout their generations. This is the law for the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, the ordination offering, and the peace offering sacrifice, which the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai on the day he commanded the Israelites to present their offerings to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. Leviticus chapter 8. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, the sin offering bull, the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble the whole congregation at the entrance of the meeting tent." So Moses did just as the Lord commanded him, and the congregation assembled at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then Moses said to the congregation, "This is what the Lord has commanded to be done." So Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water. Then he put the tunic on Aaron, wrapped the sash around him, and clothed him with the robe. Next he put the ephod on him and placed on him the decorated band of the ephod and fastened the ephod closely to him with the band. He then set the breastpiece on him and put the Urim and Thummim into the breastpiece. Finally, he set the turban on his head and attached the gold plate, the holy diadem, to the front of the turban, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and everything in it, and so consecrated them. Next, he sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times, and so anointed the altar, all its vessels, and the washbasin, and its stand, to consecrate them. He then poured some of the anointing oil on the head of Aaron, and anointed him to consecrate him. Moses also brought forward Aaron's sons, clothed them with tunics, wrapped sashes around them, and wrapped headbands on them, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he brought near the sin offering bull, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the sin offering bull, and he slaughtered it. Moses then took the blood and put it all around on the horns of the altar with his finger, and decontaminated the altar, and he poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar, and so consecrated it to make atonement on it. Then he took all the fat on the entrails, the protruding lobe of the liver, and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and Moses offered it all up in smoke on the altar. But the rest of the bull, its hide, its flesh, and its dung, he completely burned up outside the camp, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he presented the burnt offering ram, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and he slaughtered it. Moses then splashed the blood against the altar's sides. Then he cut the ram into parts, and Moses offered the head, the parts, and the suet up in smoke. But the entrails and the legs he washed with water, and Moses offered the whole ram up in smoke on the altar. It was a burnt offering for a soothing aroma, a gift to the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he presented the 2nd ram, the ram of ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and he slaughtered it. Moses then took some of the blood and put it on Aaron's right earlobe, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Next, he brought Aaron's sons forward, and Moses put some of the blood on their right earlobes, on their right thumbs, and on the big toes of their right feet, and Moses splashed the rest of the blood against the altar's sides. Then he took the fatty tail, all the fat on the entrails, the protruding lobe of the liver, and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh, and from the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took 1 unleavened loaf, 1 loaf of bread mixed with olive oil, and 1 wafer, and placed them on the fat parts and on the right thigh. He then put all of them on the palms of Aaron and his sons, who waved them as a wave offering before the Lord. Moses then took them from their palms and offered them up in smoke on the altar, on top of the burnt offering. They were an ordination offering for a soothing aroma. It was a gift to the Lord. Finally, Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before the Lord from the ram of ordination. It was Moses' share, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron and on his garments and on his sons and his sons' garments with him. So he consecrated Aaron, his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, "Boil the meat at the entrance of the meeting tent, and there you are to eat it, and the bread which is in the ordination offering basket, just as I have commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons are to eat it. but the remainder of the meat and the bread you must burn with fire. And you must not go out from the entrance of the meeting tent for 7 days, until the day when your days of ordination are completed, because you must be ordained over a 7-day period. What has been done on this day, the Lord has commanded to be done, to make atonement for you. You must reside at the entrance of the meeting tent, day and night, for 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord so that you will not die, for this is what I have been commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all the things the Lord had commanded through Moses. Leviticus chapter 9. On the 8th day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel, and said to Aaron, "Take for yourself a bull calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering, both flawless, and present them before the Lord. Then tell the Israelites, 'Take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both a year old and flawless, for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with olive oil, for today the Lord is going to appear to you.' So they took what Moses had commanded to the front of the meeting tent, and the whole congregation presented them and stood before the Lord. Then Moses said, 'This is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you.' Moses then said to Aaron, 'Approach the altar and make your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make atonement on behalf of yourself and on behalf of the people, and also make the people's offering and make atonement on behalf of them, just as the Lord has commanded.' So Aaron approached the altar and slaughtered the sin offering calf, which was for himself. Then Aaron's sons presented the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar, and the rest of the blood he poured out at the base of the altar. The fat and the kidneys and the protruding lobe of liver from the sin offering he offered up in smoke on the altar, just as the Lord had commanded Moses, but the flesh and the hide he completely burned up outside the camp. He then slaughtered the burnt offering, and his sons handed blood to him, and he splashed it against the altar's sides. The burnt offering itself they handed to him by its parts, including the head, and he offered them up in smoke on the altar. And he washed the entrails and the legs and offered them up in smoke on top of the burnt offering on the altar. He took the sin offering male goat, which was for the people, slaughtered it, and performed a decontamination rite with it like the first one. He then presented the burnt offering, and he did it according to the standard regulation. Next he presented the grain offering, filled his hand with some of it, and offered it up in smoke on the altar in addition to the morning burnt offering. Then he slaughtered the ox and the ram, the peace offering sacrifices, which were for the people, and Aaron's sons handed the blood to him, and he splashed it against the altar's sides. As for the fat parts from the ox and from the ram, the fatty tail, the fat covering the entrails, the kidneys, and the protruding lobe of the liver, they set those on the breasts, and he offered the fat parts up in smoke on the altar. Finally, Aaron waved the breasts and the right thigh as a wave offering before the Lord, just as Moses had commanded. Then Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them, and descended from making the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offering. Moses and Aaron then entered into the meeting tent. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Then fire went out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat parts on the altar, and all the people saw it. So they shouted loudly and fell down with their faces to the ground. So many sacrifices and so many regulations. Tomorrow, we'll be reading Leviticus chapters 10 through 11. I look forward to seeing you then. Until then, my name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.